Since 1970, the world fertilizer consumption has leveled out. Nevertheless, some scientists claim that we've reached the global boundaries of industrial fertilizer consumption. This is due to diminishing phosphate resources and the negative impact of nitrogen consumption on the global nitrogen cycle. The growth in domesticated land has slowed, but there's still reduction of forest areas. Even if the amount of area protected for nature conservation increased significantly, there's still a huge rate of biodiversity loss. This development affects the ecosystems humans rely on. 15 out of 24 key ecosystem services are being degraded or used unsustainably. The consumption of ozone-depleting substances peaked in the later 1980s and was reduced drastically to nearly zero after the 1987 Montreal Protocol. Because of delays in the atmospheric processes, the concentration of ozone-depleting substances in the stratosphere peaked around 1995, but is decreasing slowly. Global SO2 emissions peaked in the 1980s, then declined slowly. However, through 2010, emission levels remained high. This development is a success of post-1970s environmentalism that resulted in better regulations and new technologies. These developments improved the quality of air, water, and soil in most industrial countries, as well as developing countries such as India. In particular, the indicators for environmental health improved around the world in the last decades.